Sports from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Public outcry over reported drone sightings in the Northeast and other parts of the country. Residents and lawmakers demanding more information.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan saying he witnessed dozens of large drones above his house for 45 minutes. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy sending a letter to President Biden saying more resources are needed to fully understand what is behind this activity. Drones also seen over parts of New York City. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there is no evidence the reported drones pose any threat or are tied to a foreign country.
ABC's Perry Russum. During a congressional trip, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hospitalized in Luxembourg. Her office says she sustained an injury during a ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, but did not provide details of her injuries. Heavy snow and ice in the forecast from the Midwest to the Northeast. Residents in the Great Lakes getting more snow. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the frigid temperatures and blustery winds, stay indoors if possible. Be sure your home emergency kit is stocked. You should keep your gas tank at least half full when temperatures are below zero. Also, avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Never heat your home with a gas stove top or oven. Check the batteries in your carbon monoxide detectors regularly. Make sure your pets are safe as well. Limit their time outdoors. If you must be outside in sub-zero weather, be sure you know the signs and symptoms of hypothermia. These include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, and slurred speech. Symptoms can look similar to intoxication. Call 911 if someone is exposed to cold temperatures and you see these symptoms. More housing is coming to Richland Center. A project to help meet the housing demand in Richland Center has been in the works for several years. Mayor Todd Coppernall is excited to see the Panorama Estate deal come to fruition.
This is really exciting, and I wanted to make sure the people of Richland Center heard this as soon as possible. The developers agreement, the revised, updated developers agreement for the Panorama Estates apartment project was signed by myself, Ashley Oliphant, the city administrator, and Dwayne Kleinsasser, who, of course, is the builder involved in the project. And this was a very long process. We had to work around the pandemic, which caused delays in the process. But we've done all of that, and this was reviewed legally and also a good financial review from the folks down at Ehlers. And everybody came to terms. The city council approved those terms, and we signed it yesterday.
The original plan called for building 2 and 3 to be built separately. The plan signed Wednesday calls for the buildings to be built simultaneously. Mayor Todd Coppernall would like to thank everyone who has been involved in getting this project underway. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Brewers trade Devin Williams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded closing pitcher Devin Williams to the New York Yankees for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes and infielder Caleb Dehring. Devin Williams had been named to the All-Star Game and Relief Pitcher of the Year twice, but suffered a blown save in a 4-2 loss to the Mets in the playoffs. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
You see blips in every pitcher in baseball. It's not anything that doesn't happen to the best of the best. He is one of the best in the game, and it's not anything that doesn't happen to the best.
NFL Packers packing their bags for Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday night. Defensive back Jaire Alexander will not play, still dealing with a knee injury. The 49ers' Devondre Campbell under fire after walking off in the third quarter last night in a game against the Rams, saying he didn't want to play. Campbell was a Packers linebacker last year who said he felt like a big brother to linebacker Quay Walker.
Me and Quay are the exact same person. The exact same person.
How so?
Just personality-wise.
That's Devondre Campbell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight. Snow showers for tomorrow, some sleet, freezing rain, and rain possible at times. Highs climb to the mid-30s. The wintry mix ends tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday, high near 40. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about news deserts and what that means to our politics. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right. It's all right. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Friday edition of Nightlight. But it could be a little spooky. It is Friday the 13th. We're still going to light it up, but we will do it under the pretense. We'll do it knowing that some of you are struggling through this day if you're superstitious. This is a night where a lot of our show is, would you say we're live, Conrad? How do you describe this?
It's a pre-recorded content. It's not the best of, you know,
we got new stuff
yeah. For you. It's just that, you know, Pete's at a wedding tonight,
right? And I feel weird saying that this is here's the thing. We don't really have a question of the night because I'm not here to read texts, but I am here in spirit, maybe spooky spirit, because it's Friday the 13th, and even though I'm at a wedding, I'm here. I don't know what to make of that. Are you superstitious?
You know, I'll be here tomorrow playing obviously the segments. You know, I think I'm going to feel like you're here as well. You know?
Okay, good. Pretend I'm here and you're being watched. So no parties.
I'll give you signals when you're not there either. Okay, so just to make me feel better.
Send me a text. Let me know how things are going. Are you a superstitious person?
You know, not really. I'd say... because I had a black cat growing up, so it was never... Never had anything that was like, I've had a black cat, and I don't think that I've had bad luck. So, not there. But maybe in sports a little bit. There's some stuff. Yeah. There's some stuff I do, I think, that maybe be superstitious. Like, I'd have a hot dog after every basketball game. I don't know why.
That's so great that you risk your health. Just that kind of stuff I love. I was never... you know, I don't know, the sports thing. I was never great enough at sports that I was superstitious in regard to that. But here's what I'll say. My wife swears, and whenever I would be in a kid's school, the teachers would swear that on a full moon, kids just, something is in the air and kids are crazy in schools. And most of the people that would tell me that are not even superstitious. They're like, I don't get it. It's weird. Now, having said that, if I'm walking down the street and I see a ladder, I'm not walking under the ladder. I don't really consider myself superstitious, but I also don't like to tempt fate.
I just don't think it's smart to walk under a ladder.
Very well said. You can just, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong.
Yeah.
But I also, like, if I chip a mirror, I'm going to go, okay, I'm not going to count the days till 7 years is up either. You know what I mean?
So that's,
I
don't, what, know, it is?
Something like 7 years of bad luck or whatever.
Oof.
Yeah, you're doing the math in your head right now about when you broke
how many broken mirrors have.
So I'm not, you know, I don't know, but I don't consider myself a superstitious person. I'll tell you, here's what we'll do. If people want to send in texts about their superstitions, we'll read them Monday. So yeah. Send them in. Yeah. If you are superstitious, let us know what you're superstitious about. Of all of those, what freaks you out the most? Is it a black cat crossing your path in front of you? Is it walking under a ladder, breaking a mirror, step in a crack, break your mother's back? There's all kinds of stuff. Probably a lot I've never even heard of either. But Friday the 13th, you know.
I'd have friends that would do some of that stuff just on purpose, you know?
Right.
Like spill the salt. Or is a pepper or whatever. Yeah, one of,
you spill salt and you just throw it over your throw, left shoulder, yeah. I think. Yeah.
But he'd just spill it. He'd walk under ladders. He'd walk just, past my black cat.
Just begging God to give him a slap upside the head. That's funny. We do have a fun show tonight. Nikki Zirjev will be here. Nikki's so much fun. She did the popcorn pick of the week a few weeks ago. We had a lot of fun. She's on the morning show with the guys a lot, Mino and the mayor. She's a lot of fun on the radio. So she's going to be here in a little while to talk about movies. What else are we going to talk about with Nikki? We got, it's like one of those things. We just start talking. She's one of those people.
She just keep going.
Kind of talk about anything. So that'll be fun. Nikki will be here at 6:35. We'll talk about her favorite comedies, whether she likes Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I'm going to come clean right now and say I'm moving through this day and I have not brushed my teeth and I'm not proud of that. It was an oversight. I feel bad for Nikki ahead of time. Luckily, Brittany Merlot will be on the show in a few minutes too. She's going to give us a weather update. She will not be able to smell my breath.
You know,
she'll be over the stream.
We have glass between us, but I can smell it.
Is the glass fogging up a little bit?
Yeah.
It's reaching over with the
it's
squeegee.
Really like oniony and like,
ooh, I like that smell.
You had coffee and then you just went to an onion. It smells like.
First of all, I have not been close enough to you for you to know that. Second of all, I love the smell of coffee. I love the smell of garlic. And I love the smell of onions. Now, if they're coming out of someone's mouth.
That's a little different.
Combined with everything else they got going in their body, that's not going to be good. But so we have we got Brittany Merlot coming up. She's going to give us a weather update. What we can look forward to or not look forward to the rest of the winter. It's pretty frigid out today, so we will, I don't know, I'm curious. I don't know if it's going to be like a crazy Arctic blast winter or more mild like last year. I hope it's more mild, but we'll get all the straight dope from Brittany regarding snow and cold and all that kind of stuff. Nikki will be here, and then even though I'm not here, it is, ladies and gentlemen, a Bar Band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr will be dropping by at 7:30 with new music, and this is exciting. Because one of the songs she's bringing us is a song by Radio for Pets. Radio for Pets was on Nightlight a couple months ago. They're a punk band based out of Green Bay, but a couple of the guys are from where I live now, Marinette Menominee, and they just rock. They are great, and Terry is a fan of them as well. And so that's one of the bands she's going to introduce the listeners to tonight. So if you haven't heard Radio for Pets when they were on the show, stick around. You're going to love their music. And they're going to be on this show next Wednesday night. They'll be in studio again. And they are a really fun band. So that's your show. That's a show.
You know, last time that Radio for Pets was in here, they actually knocked my socks off. They actually just flew off.
It was the weirdest thing. What the hell? I'm like, Conrad, what do you got bare feet for? Well, it's Radio for Pets. That's what happens. So we got that. We got a lot of cool stuff in terms of releases with movies this week, too. Wes Anderson, Bottle Rocket came out, and then what else? Rushmore, I think. Did they come out the same week?
I'll go to the Google.
Yeah, we got Rushmore came out on this day, yesterday. I'm sorry, Rushmore came out yesterday, and I think it was Owen Wilson's birthday. That's why we have clips from Rushmore and from a film that I am a big fan of called Bottle Rocket, which is my classic movie pick of the week this coming week on New Wisco Weekend. So if you haven't checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a great news magazine show hosted by Lisa Hale, who does news here at WGBW and WISS. She does a great job hosting New Wisco Weekend. Terry Barr contributes, Brittany Merlot, Conrad, Todd, Amanda. Everyone here at WGBW contributes to the show in one way or the other. And my classic movie pick will be Bottle Rocket, which is great. If you haven't seen Bottle Rocket, it is an indie comedy gem. I also want to mention that we have a contest here, don't we, Conrad, at Civic Media?
Yeah, so it's, the, you know, you listen weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. And
4 p.m., yeah.
For the keywords to text your chance to win the grown-up gift list.
Yeah.
Statewide.
You can win $100, a night at Chula Vista. There are 8 grand prizes, and they're all adult gifts. Whenever I hear the word adult, I always think it's like something dirty. I don't know what that says about me, but you could win some type of adult gift. Maybe it's inappropriate. I don't know. I'm kidding. It's a great contest. Check it out. Listen for those keywords so you can text in for your chance to win one of the grown-up gift lists. 7, 11, 1, and 4. Those are when you need to know the keywords and text in. So good luck with that, everybody. Also, on Christmas Day, Civic Media is playing Christmas music all day. The hosts will be off, and I am very excited to say that Nightlight will help kick off this fun thing we are doing here on Civic Media. We're hosting a show on Christmas Eve from 4 to 6. We'll be on 2 hours earlier, and we are asking people to send in great Christmas stories, something maybe really that happened to you, an excerpt from your favorite Christmas story. Send us your favorite Christmas cookies, what you like, what movies you like. The whole show is going to be a celebration of Christmas, and we are going to celebrate you, the listener. So we're asking you to contribute and send us your fun stories and your fun tidbits about Christmas. And you can do that. You can email Nightlight at civicmedia.us. That's N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. So that should be really fun. And then we will be off the air at 6 o'clock, and everybody will enjoy Christmas music for, like,
yeah,
I think all the way till midnight, right, on Christmas Day?
You know, and I think that we might actually have some special callers coming in. I think something like that.
What?
We might have some special callers calling into the show on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, that's right. Should we even tease that? I don't know. Folks, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we make a practice of reaching out to the other side, people who have passed on, but we did. One of them is calling in on Christmas Eve. Two of them actually will be calling in on Christmas Eve. It's going to be a really fun show. Do we have time to do a quick clip here before we get to Brittany?
Yeah, we could do that bottle rocket
clip. Let's do the bottle rocket clip. They're planning the robbery, right?
Yes.
All right. These are the three main characters. Dignan is the leader. That's Owen Wilson. Luke Wilson and another guy are at the table, and they're planning a robbery, and they just obtained a firearm before they rob a bookstore. Amateur burglars, and they're obsessed with the fact that the gun is on the table.
Are the explosives really necessary here? I think it'd be a lot more simple if I just walk up to the door alone. I think that would be...
Why are you undermining me, man? How much bullets does this thing take?
Bob, look, please, I'm paying attention.
Damn it! You're not paying attention if you're messing around with the gun. Now quit!
Anthony, just keep the gun on the table. Keep
Dignan, relax.
I can't
focus unless the gun is on the table.
Well, you just paid for it.
Shut up, man. Shut up. I'm warning you now. Be quiet, please.
It's true, Dignan. I paid for the gun.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it again. Repeat what you just said.
I paid for the gun.
He's out. You're out too. And I don't think I'm in either.
Okay, just calm
down.
No
gang.
It's so great. And then they rob a bookstore. And the manager of the bookstore yells at him too. And it's just such a great movie. It's so quirky and fun. Highly recommended. So check out New Wisco Weekend this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's on Saturday and Sunday. When we come back, Civic Media's own Brittany Merlot is going to give us a sneak peek at what we can look forward to this winter. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sign a long road album.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
2, 3, 4!
Welcome back. It is Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not even here. I'm at a wedding. But we still put a great show together. And I like knowing that I'm here even when I'm not here. And Nikki Zurjev is coming up soon. Right now, it is my pleasure, my absolute pleasure, to welcome one of my favorite civic media people onto the show. She does weather here for the network, and she not only does she report the weather, she is the weather, she loves the weather, and she can't get enough of it. And her passion for weather, she's cheering right now, comes out in her reports, which is so cool. It's very exciting. Brittany Merlot is here. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, good evening, Pete. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You got me smiling from ear to ear with those beautiful compliments. My gosh.
Well, it's true. I get excited talking to a plumber who is passionate about pipes and fixing stuff and figuring stuff out. When you meet people who are really passionate about what they do, it's exciting. And you definitely convey that during weather, your weather reports. So
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
I'm exempt from being excited from the past cold that we just had because I love the extremes.
Yes, you do. So let's start there, Brittany. Like, I can't even remember anymore. It seems like we've had mild winters, but then we have a couple days where it's really like an Arctic blast almost. Is this normal or are we seeing more of this?
You know, the Arctic blasts are definitely normal. So that is controlled by a whole different oscillation. It's called the AO. So basically, it's this jet stream, the polar jet stream, that holds all of the really cold air into Canada. Well, every so often that thing wobbles and it'll send those cold blasts our way. So that's not uncommon. We've definitely had that. But what is uncommon is how warm that we're getting this weekend. I mean,
yeah,
we're mid-December, pushing late December, and we shouldn't be getting temperatures to near 40 degrees. So that's a little weird.
Does that concern you? Or, I mean, it seems like we've had this now, maybe the third year in a row, we've had these kind of patterns.
It absolutely concerns me. At first, when I first moved to the Fox Valley, I thought it was a Fox Valley problem. I really did. I was like, oh, I'm on the wrong side of the lake. I'm not getting the lake effect. Where's the snow? But then, you know, living here in Wausau, I'm realizing and just noticing over the past few years, no one's really getting it. We're getting more ice events. We're getting more rain events. And our temperatures are staying warmer, which is why that's what the main precipitation is. And so the lack of snow, especially last year, oh my gosh, what a drought we had. I mean, businesses suffered and all of that. Thankfully, this year so far, that lake effect snow machine has been turned on. So a lot going on in the snow belt, but it's not making its way statewide, which we kind of all want that for the end of December, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, are we going to have a white Christmas, do you think?
It's like 50-50 right now. It really is. Honestly, the jet stream is lifting so far north with this weekend storm that it does start to moderate next week. And hopefully it stays that way, but it's not sending a lot of movement our way. So we'll see. I think there's a few more shots of it. If we have a white Christmas, it'll probably be on Christmas and maybe an inch or so. Nothing major.
That's nice. You get the white Christmas, but then if it, for those of us who don't like snow, if it melts, you get the best of both worlds, maybe? I don't know.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. So what about the rest of the winter? I know you're not like a fortune teller, but do you think this will be a mild winter overall, or are we looking at some Arctic-type temperatures, big snowstorms? Anything you can tell us, not that we'd hold you to it, but what people are saying or the National Weather Service is saying?
All right, let me look into my crystal weather ball. Let me tell you.
I knew you had one. I knew it.
A couple, let me tell you. No, honestly, so we're switching into this really weak La Nina, and weak La Ninas typically obviously send us colder snaps every so often and a little bit more snowfall, but more of a nickel and dime snowfall.
Okay.
So much big systems hitting all so often. So I think we're going to be better than last year, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference. I think the cold snaps are still going to filter in. We'll probably get a few more, maybe two or three more. And then in terms of big snowstorms, like statewide snowstorms, we usually average 3 to 4 a season. I'd say let's hope for 2.
Oh, really? So less snow, but more typical temperatures for the winter than last year? Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of like a roller coaster, right? Okay. Where we're going to get these warm surges, where we're going to be a little bit above average, and then the cold surges, where we're going to have those cold snaps like we just went through. So kind of what we're experiencing this past week, honestly, the weather whiplash, I think, is going to kind of continue. Obviously, a little bit more deep freezing going on in February before we come out of our winter weather.
You know, it's funny. I don't like, we've talked about this. I know you love winter. I'm not really a winter person. I don't mind the whiplash, because I can get through 2 cold days if I go, well, it's going to be 45 in a couple days. So it helps me get through that, you know?
The light at the end of the tunnel. I get it. See,
exactly.
I like the snow because that's the warmer temperatures versus the sunshine brings you this bitter cold.
Interesting. Good point.
Yeah. Give or take, right?
Absolutely. So, all right, I have to ask you this. I've been trying to have you on the show since summer, since I saw Twisters.
Yes.
And I was curious, like I was thinking about you while I was watching that film, and I can't remember if we've talked about this or if I just never asked you this, but have you ever storm chased, or is that something, what do you think about that as a hobby?
I love it. I have done that for many, many years.
And really?
That movie should have been about me.
Brittany's Twisters.
What the heck? We're going to make our own version. No, that was super cool. There's so many times during that movie where I'm like, I saw it actually with one of our reporters, Melissa Kay, and I just kept nudging her, being like, oh my gosh, this is like how it is. No, listen, we really are in competition with other storm chase crews. We really are trying to figure out where the next person's going, and you know, you kind of keep it on the DL, and they did a pretty good job at the whole storm chase drama. Obviously, there was some Hollywood moments, but
sure.
They got to add those, don't they?
That's so great. Have you, we just have about 30 seconds left, but have you ever been in any danger when you've been storm chasing, or times when you were like, oh no,
what have I
gotten myself into?
Oh yes. Near an F4 tornado. It was a wedge tornado. We lost our radar. There was hail about the size of softballs, not too far away from us. We didn't know which way to go. And the van actually kind of picked up and skidded across the road a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
I put my seatbelt on, said my prayers. I thought that was it, but we were okay.
You are the rock and roll snow queen weather girl. Thank you, Brittany. That is so fun. It's always fun to talk to you. And thank you for
you
keeping us posted. Have a great winter.
Anytime. Stay warm, Pete.
I will. Always do. Thanks, Brittany.
Fun.
All right. That is Civic Media's own Brittany Merlot. So much fun talking to Brittany about the weather. Were you into the weather when you were a kid? I never thought one way or the other about it. Now I think it's like really cool. Like I check it every day when I get up.
I would say I was definitely interested, but the only thing was is that when I was younger, I loved snow. I loved going outside, building, you know,
forts, yeah,
snowmen, sledding, snowboarding. Now I absolutely hate the winter.
I know. Be honest, you still like to build forts, though. all right, when we come back, Nikki Zirjev will be here after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what is up. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa has announced that the department is investing over $32 million to strengthen rural infrastructure and create more good-paying construction jobs in Wisconsin. Projects being funded include, in Juneau County, a $1.5 million loan will help the village of Linden Station make upgrades to the sewer collection and lift station system. In Oneida County, a $5.2 million loan and a $1.3 million grant will help the city of Rhinelander make improvements to water mains and sanitary and storm sewers. And in Vernon County, a $24.2 million electric infrastructure loan and loan guarantee program loan will be used by Vernon Electric Cooperative to help connect 801 consumers and build and improve 203 miles of line. This loan includes $2 million in smart grid technologies. Vernon Electric Cooperative is headquartered in Westby and serves on average 11,513 consumers through 2,180 miles of line through seven counties. An urgent issue faces farmers when they meet in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. If Congress doesn't pass an extension of the expired farm bill soon, outdated laws go into effect. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden explains.
We really need to make sure that the farm bill is there so that, number one, farmers have protection, but number two, consumers have protection too. And without it, we're both in trouble because people simply won't be able to afford to eat.
Von Ruden says going back to old 1930s laws doesn't work in today's economy. One example, farmers would be paid a set amount, but consumers would pay twice as much as the current price. He believes everyone will be hurt without any movement on the farm bill. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with temps steady to slowly rising in the teens and 20s tonight. Snow showers for tomorrow, some sleet, freezing rain, and rain possible at times. Highs climb to the mid-30s. The wintry mix ends tomorrow night. Cloudy Sunday, high near 40. Currently it's 19 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage from the Seattle area, focusing on the Naval Air Station in Bremerton. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
this is fun. Friday the 13th. Very exciting. I'm not here right now. I'm at a wedding in Chicago.
Oh, mazel tov.
But thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Not yours.
Actually, I have no idea what the religious affiliation is for the wedding, but weddings are fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been in two.
You've been in a few?
My own.
Have you been married twice?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you got two under your belt.
Right. Truly. And truly, this is the joke I like to make, that I've always been the bride. I've never been a bridesmaid.
Oh, what a bummer.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's more fun to go to a wedding when you don't have to do anything.
Oh, my God.
You just camp out at the open bar.
Yes. Yeah.
They are
a lot of fun.
That is the voice of Nikki Zirjev, who is my guest here on Nightlight. I was so excited you decided to do this because I found out recently you were a huge fan of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have you back on the show anyway because you did the Popcorn Pick of the Week a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you brought in all these snacks. You're one of the best guests ever for the Popcorn Pick. And
because of the snacks, obviously.
Snacks, well, they elevated you, but I would say
truly,
just on your own, just as a guest, as
did
a voice.
Did you watch my Popcorn Pick of the Week?
I don't even remember what it was.
Pete.
What was it?
You know what? The first time I was on, you said that we were going to be friends.
We're not.
Remember?
Do you remember every movie I've ever mentioned, Nikki, since we've known each other?
Well, I thought, you know, it's kind of...
Conrad, do you remember Nikki's pick?
Kind of what you do here, Pete. I don't know. Ooh, Con's turning a different color. That's cute. That is a lovely shade of red, Conrad.
Offset with the lime green...
yeah, it's very...
Hoodie, I like it.
Holiday.
Well, Conrad and I are both kind of sporting lime green. I don't know how that happened, but...
I like it. Accidentally on purpose.
It works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you remember your popcorn pick of the
week? I sure do.
What was it?
Beautiful Girls.
Yes.
What was it? 1990. Yeah.
And
Matt Dillon.
Yep. That was a great pick. Because I'll be honest, I don't mind this, but most of the picks are like Elf.
Right.
You know, kind of the big movies.
Right.
But once in a while, when you hear a classic or something offbeat and quirky like Beautiful Girls,
yeah,
makes my night. So
perfect.
I have to apologize in advance to Nikki. I left the house today without brushing my teeth. Have you ever done that?
Oh, my gosh. Have you not shopped around in the cabinets in our restrooms?
We have toothbrushes here?
No, but we have wisps.
What are those?
Do you know what wisps are?
Well, no.
Oh, my goodness. I mean,
they're
I know.
They're kind of like toothpicks.
Yes, they're toothpicks.
Well, I flossed last night, but
I didn't. Right. No, but they're like, they're basically travel disposable.
Okay.
No water required.
Wow.
Like, brushing instruments.
I like that.
They're this big and they've got like a small little, like the size of your fingernail.
Okay.
And so you can just kind of la la la. You're good over there. You're good over there.
Well, maybe I'll do you a favor and go find one of these whisks.
Right. Just, you know, tee me up.
What if, like,
while I give you a long winded answer?
What if, like, some of the morning guys already used them and they just put them back? Or Todd or Amanda.
Todd would never do such a thing.
No. Do you think the guys would?
I absolutely think one of them would. There is a 1,000% chance. Because that beloved host of the show likes to, I don't know. I don't know if it's really, if it's like a, he wants to see what he can get away with.
Oh,
but like,
really?
Yeah, just wrappers and stuff. He'll put back in the candy dish. He'll remove the candy, then put the wrapper back in. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just to save himself a trip
even
3 feet away from the trash?
The receptacle's right there.
He just wants to do it to see if anybody
notices.
I
don't know.
That's really antisocial behavior.
Well,
there's worse things you could do.
I don't know. He's closer to elderly than he is to a young man.
Oh, no. Would you say this to his face, Nikki? Because I'm not.
Oh, God.
Okay.
1,000%.
I don't know him like you do. So I'm going to, you say whatever you want, but I'm just saying.
And that's where I bury a lot of things in sarcasm. Like, oh, Johnny, I'm just kidding.
What about Jim? Jim wouldn't do something like that.
No. Yeah, no.
He made the popcorn pick of the week last night.
What?
So Jim was here. That'll be
what
fun.
What was his? Oh, I want to know what his pick is.
Well, you'll have to listen to the podcast.
Fine.
We haven't recorded it yet.
I can't wait till you go to this
wedding. Do you think
wedding.
I can guess it and see if...
Yeah, one of the films he was in. Maybe.
Oh, sure.
Project Solitude.
Project Solitude, that's right.
Is that the movie he's in?
Yeah.
That's the movie he's in with Eric Roberts, and Jim couldn't even sit through the premiere, and he's in it.
Yes. He asked the usher. I loved him telling that story.
Yeah.
I went up to the usher and I asked him, how much longer is left in this movie? And the usher says 50 minutes. I asked, 15? He said, no, 50. And I left. Didn't even want, said, Donna, we're out.
He, Donna is his wife?
Yes.
Okay. He was in another, no, he went to another movie and he did the same thing. He walked out. Like, he's either got no attention span or he is not easily entertained.
Yeah, 90 minutes, like you, so you must have to impress him within 20, 30 yeah. minutes.
You got to do the elevator pitch. You got to get in yep. right away.
Yep.
Nikki,
I don't know how he does what he does here with
everything this. Else he's got going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah, it is. He, so let's do this. We have, first of all, welcome.
Thanks.
As this, I really appreciate you helping us out because I wanted, and this counts, I wanted to have you on as a regular guest, not just a popcorn pick,
yeah,
not
yeah.
that there's any, you know, pecking order with those.
No.
They're all, so it's good to have you here, though, on a regular night, especially yeah. a Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious?
Once I look at the calendar and realize that's what's going on.
You're extra careful then?
I don't know if I'm careful, but if stuff starts happening
yeah.
all day, I'll just be like, yeah, Friday the 13th, whatever.
Interesting.
Just, sports-wise, we were talking earlier
yeah.
about being athletes or former athletes, whatever. Yeah. And I think I was superstitious as an athlete. And I'm
what would you do?
Absolutely superstitious with my son playing.
How does that manifest itself? Like,
oh, baseball pants have to be worn again. Baseball
without
socks.
Washing. Like, if he has a good game, you won't wash the pants, or
yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What if he's got like a big grass stain or
yeah,
something?
Well, everybody's going to have them.
They just think he comes from a bad home. You'd rather think that.
Well, no. Okay. Well, I'm assuming that we're talking in the context of like a weekend tournament.
Okay.
So then they won't get washed before that next game.
Okay.
But absolutely before the next location, they absolutely must be laundered.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have standards. I cannot have people because they judge the mother. Right? They aren't like, people don't take a look at a kid
that
with like a bad
dad is
haircut.
Really dropping
exactly.
the ball.
Exactly. It's always the
They're
mom.
They're just expected to be boobs. The mom has to be on top of it. Yeah, that's not fair.
Typecast.
When we were talking earlier about sports, I didn't mean to give you the impression I was a great athlete.
No.
I was athletic.
Yeah.
But I had zero nose for the ball. I would do everything right. I would box out, follow what the coach said,
yeah.
and I would never get a rebound. The ball would always... And then, you know, the fat kid who's uncoordinated but has got the nose for the ball and knows sports is on it. And he's like, I'm like, how does he do that? It's crazy. It's a talent that I don't know
how
people do it.
It is a wonder.
It is a wonder. I wish I was better at it.
Well, and you dropping your skill set that you could dunk...
I got one clean one down. I may have exaggerated.
You're a dunker.
I was trying to impress you. I am technically
a
dunker. Now, I could make it look like I dunk regularly and miss and yeah. make it look good and then act like, oh, I usually get that down.
Mm.
Not the case.
No.
Because a lot of the problem is, I don't know if you've ever had this issue, Conrad, you have to be able to palm the ball.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
Helpful.
I've, you know, decent sized mitts, but I couldn't, if I was sweaty enough.
Yeah.
I could hold the ball. But usually it always, but a volleyball, dunk.
Well, again,
you know, stuff
different
like that.
Size.
No problem.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the extent of
Listen
my.
Listen, that. I thought
that's
we
all
were...
I got when it comes to sports for bragging.
I'm just like a C student. I was just an average athlete.
Yeah,
just
same.
Like, I filled a roster spot.
So there's something about being average that is so beautiful because you have zero expectations. Like your parents are just happy you got out into the world.
Well, and this may surprise you, not in the least. I won one athletic award in my life.
What was that?
Two, if you count, I got last place in a golf tournament once for most strokes.
How was last?
Oh. Most strokes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So now I have a theme song, right? Stroking. Super uncomfortable.
The stroke,
but
yeah.
My athletic claim to fame was that I was the 1994... Varsity Volleyball Spirit Award winner.
So you played varsity volleyball?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty
good.
I mean,
even when you're on the bench, you're still considered a roster yeah. individual.
You're in the program.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like...
So the Spirit Award is like you have a great attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the first one off the bench cheering for the actual athletes.
Yep. Just nonstop. Yeah. Elevate their confidence. Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's my problem when I played sports. If I didn't like the way things were going, I would open my mouth and I'd get in trouble. And I had, there was one game in particular.
Like chirpy at the other team,
Well, you tell me. So we beat the team across the river. It's a big game. I think five guys played. This is basketball. There's 12 of us in the roster. We all throw our uniforms down like we do. We're in the locker room. The coach is all fired up because he beat the better team, you know, and he's like, this is a team effort, guys, a team effort. I'm like, five guys played. Like, I didn't say that, but I said, I did hold up my uniform, and I said, coach, where does the clean pile go? And he said, Schwabe, if you don't like it, get the hell out of here. And you know what? I did, because I had to swallow. I'm like, oh, God, now I have to quit because I can't bail. Yeah. And he was a better man and a good coach. And he called me into his office and he said, I don't want you to quit, but we can't have, you know, he read me the riot act, but he goes, I'd like you to still be on the team. And I was so thankful because I loved, like, I wasn't good at basketball. I wasn't great at basketball, certainly, but I loved going to practice every day and being with my teammates and just playing. So, yeah, I would always try to.
Where's the clean pile?
Make it funny, you know, and everyone on the team was like, whoa.
Well, here's the deal, though.
They knew I was in trouble.
I mean, you still hit the showers after, right? Yeah. Again.
Which was the fun part.
You have that. Don't make it weird now.
No, that wasn't the. You know what's weird? When we would take showers. Did you do this, Con, after sports practice, basketball, football, whatever? We'd all have our own shampoo. We'd wash our hair every day. Like, just get in there and rinse off. You don't have to, like, shave your legs and your face and, like, what the heck, you know? But we had some guys had strawberry shampoo and then it was awful. I'm like, I wash my hair once a week now.
I've
like,
never taken a communal shower and I've been an athlete.
I don't know that I would now. It was just kind of the common practice. What about you guys? Did you have?
No, not, I mean, at least I played basketball. No one on the team did that because after practice, we just go home and shower there.
Yeah, that makes so much more sense.
Well, like, you're significantly younger than us, too.
Yeah. I mean, we had a really old locker room anyways because, like, the shower wouldn't even work. Oh. So it was like, I would just go home and...
I would seek out a school district to find out their facilities, their athletic facilities, and that is the school I would choose. Not because they've got a fantastic reputation for education.
What's your locker room situation?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your showers?
Are there dividers? Is there a curtain involved?
We don't. My son was like, he just graduated in like 2019. He said, nobody took showers.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Yeah. And I was like, how weird was it when I was young? Like
junior high, we'd go into the stalls, close the curtain. I'd run the water, but then stand
pretend off. You were showering?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I mean, again, I wasn't, whatever. Look at this. I'm just like spilling my soul right now.
Well,
there was one year when I was in the first year of junior high where they actually, like, the teacher was like, I'm going to grade you if you guys don't shower. And I was like, I'm not going to shower, so.
Take your clothes off, kids.
Pretty much.
So
it was
weird.
That's weird, right? Like, if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah. Did you have that coach that happened to show up every time in the locker room right when the guys
That's uncomfortably. Ooh. Fascinating.
It was a weird time. And I think it got weirder as like even when my dad was a kid, like, but when we were in high school, I remember they would fill up the shower floor and they'd put shampoo. So it was all sudsy. And some guys would run and do like a head first slide completely naked on the floor where suds.
Ew.
And at the time it was just like, oh, wow. You know, but I was like, that's really unsanitary.
Right.
A chance at a serious injury. There's a drain.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's strange. I don't know.
You
what
have lived
here?
A wild and crazy life.
It got worse. It's like, all right.
We started here and we've gone here.
Folks, we're going to go even lower after this short break. Yes. Nikki Zirjev is here. We're going to talk. I promise we'll get to a little Christmas and we're going to talk some comedy movies. But let's see how much further south we can go here.
Absolutely.
With this conversation.
Off the rails.
It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
We're back. This is the show. This is the I'm Not Here show.
Yeah.
On Friday the 13th, Nikki Zirjev is here, but we're not really here.
No.
You are the star of our most recent Life Mark movie trailer, which we'll play later in the show. Thank you for
I love how you
talents.
Use that term, relatively. Star.
Well,
like it'd be
just,
the really poorly drawn.
No, it was great. It was those are and they're very fun to do. We've already gotten past the point where I haven't you seem comfortable with the fact that I haven't brushed my teeth.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it.
So that's good. And Conrad, this has happened maybe one or two other times when I get in a hurry. He's never said anything. So I hope I'm not one of those guys where you can smell me. You ever have someone like that? You're around someone and their halitosis is so bad. It's like,
yeah.
What the hell is that smell? And then all of a sudden there's a person there. It's like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. And I'd want someone to tell me I'm that guy.
Well, so then do you want them to just slip you the mint? Or because I did that today earlier on.
As a hint to someone?
No. Oh. No, just because we had been eating and I knew that one of our cohorts would appreciate, because otherwise they'll be overthinking.
Right. That's interesting.
And so I just offered.
That's like,
right.
That's
very... I mean, and that's kind of my mom duty, right?
Yeah. Your husband would never do that. A guy would never do a husband. That's a mom thing.
That is a mom thing.
A husband
mom,
would just...
a wife, a good, just a person who pays attention. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
There's a comic called Todd Glass who I want to get on the show. He's hilariously funny. One of his jokes is his girlfriend told him, hey, our neighbor has really terrible breath. You got to say something. He goes, like, what am I supposed to say?
It's the neighbor. Yeah.
He's like, hey, Alan, what do you think 50 Tic Tacs taste like? Or hey, Alan, is your ass backed up? What are you supposed to say to someone?
My God.
Conrad, take a memo. We got to get Todd Glass on the show.
Okay.
That's one S, right? Or two?
Two S's.
Two S's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Todd Glass, yeah.
Oh, thanks. It's the first one silent, though.
The first S? There's actually three S's. So two of them are silent. I mean, we could just do that.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, so, all right, this is fun. Let's, Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? What do you look more forward to?
Eve.
Same.
Yep.
Con?
I'd say Eve as well, yeah.
So here's the deal. We are actually bad Christmas parents. And we've basically negated Christmas Day with our youngest child.
Yep.
And that was just very easily done by just saying, listen, you're going to open stuff tonight and we can sleep in. And, you know, crisscross apples. It was done.
You told him the Santa news when he was like four, just so you could
Not four, but it was a Christmas Eve. Like, do you know everything we opened at Grandma and Papa's?
Yeah.
That was Santa, too.
I forgot to tell you, Santa.
And so, and he's like, you know, I've had some questions anyway. I've suspected. But then we did realize, like, did we just take this away? Truly on the eve of Christmas.
Oh.
Because we didn't have anything else
How old was
to
he?
Give. I mean, he was maybe eight or nine.
I think I found out when I was eight. But I think kids now believe longer. I know my kids did. My son, not that much, but my daughter, my daughter could have been pretending just so she got.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know.
I do think there's, and I, this is going to be controversial. If
Love
you
it.
Ride the school bus, you know about Santa.
Yeah, that's true.
Much younger than
kids
your
parents.
Kids aren't
keeping a lid on that.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. It's all over.
We had one.
The life lessons you learn on a bus.
Probably one of the last Christmases where my kids believed. I don't know who's listening, so I don't want to spill the beans too much. But my daughter, I got the video camera up. I'm like, come on in, guys. And my kids walk in and my daughter sees the, you know, the hall under the tree. And she goes, not as many as last year. I'm like, go out of the room, come back in.
And try to
re-record this. Take two.
You had her do it again?
I did. Because like, this is something that's going to live on.
This is a treasured memory.
Yeah, I should have. I probably just left that one, too. Because
Or you could challenge her. Like, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Dear child.
You should have been there. You could have. Yeah, you could have said something there.
Do you feel bad now?
Yeah. Oh. If you hadn't done those four transgressions.
Correct.
Whatever they were. Yeah.
Anywho.
I'm with you. I like Christmas Eve to me is more fun. It's just more the buildup is still there. Christmas Day is like fun too because it's relaxing and you get to just chill out. But it's not the same as Christmas Eve.
No. You know? There's like an elevation that is reached at Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, you just want to just coast.
Absolutely.
Jammies, movies,
nice breakfast.
Not brushing our teeth. Maybe some bedhead.
Bedhead is okay.
Side of fries.
Conrad's wondering. I don't think he heard that. I had my buddy Jimmy Pardo, who's been on this show, said this was when he.
I didn't know it was for Pardo.
He would fix his tie, and that meant a side of fries. And we don't even know what that meant. Like, you're ordering, you're just like, side of fries. Like, it's like a mob thing. It's like the dumbest thing ever. You know Pardo?
Well, of his work.
Oh, you do?
He
okay,
and his work. Yeah.
He's one of my good friends. So we have to have him back on the show. All right. So we have a Christmas quiz I want to give Nikki. Brittany Merlot is coming up with a quick weather thing, right, Conrad? We're going to get a little, find out what's happening the rest of the winter. Do you think it's going to be a mild winter?
I'm hoping.
Me too.
Fingers crossed.
All right. It's not mild today.
No.
The 12th/13th.
Correct. The fake 13th.
Nikki Zirjev is here on Friday the 13th. Be careful out there, folks. And we're going to give Nikki a Christmas quiz, and we're going to talk about some of our favorite comedies when we come back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A global consulting firm will pay nine figures to settle criminal charges linked to its role in the opioid debacle.
McKinsey & Company has agreed to a $650 million settlement over federal charges of conspiring with Purdue Pharma to misbrand OxyContin and other opioids, fueling the nation's addiction epidemic. Federal prosecutors in Massachusetts and Virginia say McKinsey knowingly worked to boost opioid sales from 2012 to 2018 and even destroyed documents to cover it up. The firm charged with conspiracy to defraud the U.S. had already paid over $500 million in a 2021 settlement with states over its opioid-related work. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Federal public health officials say overall respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, RSV, are at moderate levels nationwide, but rising. On the Let's Talk with Cat podcast, Crystal Mangum, who in 2006 accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her, admitted publicly for the first time she made up the whole thing. This is ABC News.
Civic Media.